The general rule is anything above 30 volts may be hazardous. But the skin resistance doesn't stay constant. The higher the voltage is, the lower the skin's resistance is. And at only around 450 to 600 volts, the skin will break down altogether and allow electricity to easily pass. It'll no longer act as much of a resistor at all. And voltage isn't the only thing that affects skin resistance. So does wetness. If the skin is wet, from water poured on it, from sweat, or from high humidity in the air, the body's overall resistance drops from around 100,000 ohms to around 1,000 ohms. So here I replace the resistors so that the resistance adds up to only around 1,000 ohms. Now when I plug it in, the motor turns. That's analogous to more current flowing through the heart. So with wet skin, the resistance is lower, causing more current to flow, more amps. How long the current flows also has an effect. At 50 milliamps, if you manage to let go within 2 seconds, then you'll be okay. But if the current is 500 milliamps, then you have just 0.2 seconds, 2 tenths of a second, to let go and still be okay. What about when you get a shock by rubbing your feet on carpet and then touching a metal door handle? There could easily be a few thousand volts there, enough to break down your skin's resistance. But while there is enough voltage, there isn't a lot of charge in this case. However, since it's all being dumped at once, it can result in a high current, or amps, but only for a brief amount of time, around 1 millionth of a second, or 1 microsecond. So the fact that it doesn't last long makes it harmless. The same applies to this small homemade windsurf machine. The voltage can be in the thousands, but the current is small and lasts for only a short time. That's not to say that a brief shock can't cause some harm, like a moment of pain as it burns your skin. I wouldn't want to get a shock from this big Van de Graaff generator, or from my homemade high-voltage power supply. Or worse yet, from the high-voltage, high-current coil on this microwave oven transformer.